Hello, I'm Kelly, and I'm going to start lesson one here. Lesson one, Children of God. So, I think it's really important to understand that young children are very connected with the spiritual realm. They see visions, they dream like all of us. They can talk with angels. They are prophetic through dreams. They are prophetic through words and through drawings. So what do I mean about being prophetic? Well, I mean that God is speaking to them through their language. So they're hearing something and God is speaking to them and you get to hear it. So they'll come up to you and they'll give you, here's a good example. I had prayed to God about something that was, I wanted to hear an answer about, like, what's my calling, Lord, I asked. And my daughter comes up to me with two crayons. One's brown and one's purple. At the time, it didn't really mean anything, but, you know, she comes up to me and she says, you know, out of the blue, Mommy, what are these colors here? And she knew the colors, of course. And I'm like, oh, yeah, those are brown and purple. And she's like, that's right, Mom. Very good. You know, because she's four and she's cute. And I looked at the brown and the purple and I was like, whoa, that was really random. I'm going to go look those up. So I have a prophetic meaning dictionary. And I looked up the brown crayon. And that pointed to pastor, which I had been hearing for a few months. And I just wasn't sure if that was really what it meant. Pastor or leader is what it meant. Purple was to say that it was from the Lord. Because purple means God. So, wow. What a wow moment that was. So, that's what I mean by prophetic. When I'm talking about prophetic words, it may just be, she, you know, we could have taken it as a worldly thing and said, okay, she's coming up with a brown and a purple crayon, but that was very prophetic. So that's one example. And so if your child comes up to you with a drawing and you're not sure what it is, I mean, it might be a couple lines, you know, I tend to save her drawings, and I'll tell you why I'm saving them. I will go into this a little bit more, but I have a gift. I'm a seer. That means I can see visions at night and a lot of other things. I can smell, and we'll go into all those things. But so when I'm at night, I was lying on my bed. It was like weeks and weeks ago. And I saw a little blob of something with like five or six circles on it. Hard to explain, but it was on my ceiling. Anyway, to me this is completely normal. To somebody who is just taking this course, it may be like, what is she talking about? But I promise you that these things do happen. They happen to a lot of people. And a lot of people think that they're crazy, but they're not. And so I saw this. And then and I was wondering what it was. You know, I'm still praying about it. I don't know what it is. But then my daughter comes home from school one day with these drawings of this exact thing that I saw weeks before. It was the blobby thing with the five or six circles on it. And I was like, whoa, how does she know what the vision was? Because it was a prophetic drawing. She's getting this image in her head from God. And she's drawing it on paper. And that's why. So I'm telling you, save those drawings. They may, if you're a seer and you see visions, and you see a connection, save them. And then be sure, you know, like if your children come to you, and I'm sure that they do, they come to you and they tell you about a dream. Write down the dream. If they don't know how to write, write down the dream. If they know how to write, tell them, you know, get a piece of paper, write down the dream that you just told me about. Because God talks to you through your dreams. He does. Just copy the dreams down. If you don't know dream interpretation, and I'm not talking about psychological dream interpretation, I'm talking about dream interpretation according to the biblical meanings. You want to write down the dream and you want to translate it. Now, they have Bible dictionaries out there, a lot of them. You know, I first started off with a really, really small book, and it wasn't that great. It had a few translations in there, but not a lot. So the one that I recommend, and also if you have ever listened to Doug Addison's dream classes, please do. I do give that resource at the bottom of this lesson. His resource is Doug Addison's Dreams and Angelic Encounters, Understanding the Language of Heaven workshop. You can find that at www.dougaddison.com/dream encounters. I also give you that on the resources at the end of this lesson. But he recommended this book. It is truly the chunkiest dream dictionary book I've ever had in my life, but it is a good one. And it goes into everything. There's over 10,000 symbols for the dreams. It's called Dream A to Z Dream Symbology Dictionary by Dr. Barbie L. Breathitt. Breathitt is spelled Breathitt. It's a really good book. I highly, highly recommend it. I got it on Amazon. It took a while to get here, but when it got here, I was happy to have it. So, we'll go in more about dreams later, but... Ooh, excuse me. Just get a little tea here. Okay, so... So you want to keep those dreams and the drawings, and if you you may hear your child come into your come in and tell you in the middle of the night, I'm afraid of the dark, or mommy, the dark's bothering me, or mommy, there's something in my room, or mommy, there's something in my closet, or mommy, there's something under my bed, or daddy, there's something under my bed, there's, you know, there's a monster, daddy, in my room. What do you do? Well, you know, in the past for me, before I would go into the room, I wouldn't check the closet and I wouldn't check the bed, and I would just be like, that's so silly, honey, just go back to bed. Has anybody ever done that? Well, I'm telling you right now, we're going to stop doing that. Because your child is, again, very connected with the spiritual realm. And I guarantee you that there was something there. There was probably a demon or an evil spirit in their closet or under their bed. And we need to start taking our kids seriously when they come to us and tell us these things. I know it seems crazy to say that and to clearly say, oh, there was something in the room, but I'm telling you that there is. So what do we do about it? Well, we do what, you know, believers do, and we pray. We're prayers. So instead of checking the closet, instead of checking under the bed, we're going to pray about it. So what are we going to pray? Well, I got a few prayers there for you to try out. You can do, and they all work. Every prayer works, okay? It's going to be, we are sons and daughters of God, and evil has no authority here. Be gone in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I say Yeshua. You say, if you say Jesus Christ, say Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's all you got to say. Then you can always pray for good dreams and a good night's rest for your child before you tuck them in and put them back to bed and turn off the light. If you need to leave the door open, give them a nightlight, do all that. That's fine. We shouldn't have to not do that. That's perfectly fine. So, and I'll go more into more prayers and the lesson on prayer, but for right now, that's a pretty good one. So again, you would say, we are sons and daughters of God, and evil has no authority here. Be gone in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Or be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Whatever works for you. Then tuck them in. Pray for good dreams and good night's rest for your child. And then say goodnight. Okay. So the next thing I want to go into is nightmares and night terrors. Nightmares and night terrors are very real things. Now, you may have gone on the internet and they tell you all about this psychology thing about how night terrors are normal and nightmares are normal, and it all has to do with the brain and our imaginations and something negative going on in our lives. Stop listening to the internet. Unless it is biblical, it doesn't even, it's not even valid. I'm telling you, that is more than that. I'm telling you that it has to do with other things. It's usually Satan coming in to scare your child so that they don't remember their dreams and then they don't seek answers from the Lord. Okay? If your child is getting these dreams, it's because they've got a real gift. And it's real important that they know that their gift is going to be so that they can live an awesome God-gifting life. And I'm telling you this because it's important and it's true. And these nightmares and night terrors, they happen. I mean, they happen to my son. The night terrors, they happen to my son. And it's just, you know, Satan and his minions just going in there and, you know, giving him all they got so that they can wield it so that he never wants to dream again, or he's afraid to go into his bedroom or to just ruin his life. And it's just these measly little attempts that just don't work. Humans are strong. We're stronger than these attacks, and we don't have to deal with this anymore. So if your kid's getting attacked, I'm telling you, and you know, if you listen to Doug Addison stuff, he'll tell you too, it has to do with them having a greater calling. They have a big calling. Enemy knows it, and he wants to stop it in its tracks, and it's not going to happen. So, again, we would, if your kid comes into your room, say as they have a nightmare or a night terror, calm them down, pray away. You know, I would pray and say, be gone, spirit of fear, in the name of Yeshua, amen. Okay, say that, and that should take care of it. And then go in, give them a nice prayer about good dreams and a good night's rest again. Tuck them in. Put on a nightlight if they need it, and then say goodnight. So, you know, and then for the, you know, the rest of the other dreams, you know, they're usually from God, the other dreams. You know, it's a message God's trying to send to them. Just always remember that God protects his children. He does. He protects them. And I know it's hard, and I know it's difficult to, you know, when your kids come in and you really just want to calm them down and everything, but I'm telling you, prayer works. It works. If you don't know already, it does work. And this class, I just want to say that lesson one is, it's for caregivers. It's for parents. It's for relatives. It's for babysitters, older siblings, anybody who watches the kids. This class is for you. So now I'm going to go into imaginary friends. I don't think I ever had an imaginary friend, but I honestly can't remember. But if your child has an imaginary friend or is talking to somebody in thin air, I guarantee you they are speaking with an angel, because everybody has personal angels. And when we're kids, we're more connected with the spiritual realm. So we see angels, we know they're there, and we talk to them. Now, so if you ever see your kids talking to something that you can't see, I just want you to just ask them some questions about the friend and, you know, ask them how it makes them feel. Does it tell you to say good things or bad things? And I'll just say this right now, because the friend could also be the enemy. Yes, that is so true. Satan equals the enemy, and he can do this too. He can send his little minions in there, and he can make believe he's Spider-Man or whatever, and, you know, tell the kids that, you know, to say this or do this. And then you're wondering why your kids suddenly started some bad behavior problems, and it's like, oh, wow, because the enemy sent his little minion there to explain that this child should, I don't know, draw on the wall, you know, like, and this is very new to me because this just came to me now. It came to me a couple of weeks ago and I was like, whoa, like, cause I always thought it was just angels and that was that, but no, it can be the enemy too. So we just want to ask a few questions of our children. We just want to ask them, you know, does this friend make you feel fearful, or does this make you feel good? Does this friend make you happy, or does he make you feel angry or mad or sad? Does this friend make you feel uneasy or uncomfortable? These are things to ask, and then you can figure it out, and then you'll know from the answers whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. If it's a good thing, it's an angel, you're fine, you don't have to do anything. If it's a bad thing, then it's the enemy trying to come in to your child's life and tell them to do things that aren't good. And if that is the consensus, then you have to pray it out. Again, I would say evil has no authority here. We are children of God. Be gone in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Or in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Whatever you prefer. So that is So I wanted to reiterate that Doug Addison, if you do the dreams and angelic encounters, understanding the language of heaven workshop, he has a dream, in the dream class, he talks about kids' dreams. Okay. So that's a really good, that's a good one. There's a small little excerpt about kids' dreams. And, he goes into that. Also, he explains in this class that kids all the way up to 7 years old are very connected to the spiritual realm. And as such, we should take any instances they come to us with seriously. Okay. So really, any incidences, I'm talking about dreams. I'm talking about drawings. I'm talking about words. Any visions and the imaginary friend thing. And then the nightmares, the night terrors. I'm telling you, they are coming from God or the enemy. So you gotta decipher it, and then you gotta pray about it. And I just want to touch on this one more time. The world likes to hide these things. They like to call them complexes, or call it nonsense, or say that you're kids are crazy and they need therapy, or they give them pills, or they ask them to talk it out. And I just want you to say, and I just want you to understand that this is, we live in a spiritual time. We're living in a spiritual time right now, and it's important for us to understand that these things are not coincidental, they are not normal, and these are things that are happening because the enemy is attacking us, because he doesn't want us to win. But we already know that we've won the battle. We already know we've won it. God knows it. We know it. So these are real circumstances for people connected strongly to the spiritual realm. So as parents, babysitters, siblings, anybody, a relative watching these children, we need to change our way of dealing with these instances. I want you to think spiritually from here on out. What would Yeshua, Jesus, do? And then I want you to take action and pray. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Next lesson will be lesson 2. And there is a pop quiz at the end here. It's completely optional. I feel like the pop quiz is really nice to have. It helps you to touch upon what we just talked about, and see if you really grasped the material. If quizzes are for you, go ahead and do it. I also, in the course, we will be doing journaling and coloring pages and puzzles and some fun stuff too. And you know, a lot of these lessons are really like, if the parents just want to take them and just, you know, go over these materials with your kids, that's fine. You know, teenagers, kids who can read, they can absolutely read these lessons. The younger ones, if you want to read it to them, that's totally fine. Whatever it is that you want to do, the coloring pages are really good. I'm going to have some arts and crafts on here too. And I just encourage you to keep going. And if you need to, you know, redo the class again and delve in again for a little refresher, it'll always be available to you. And also my blog, I will be blogging weekly, maybe several times, depending on what comes my way. It's really just whatever God moment I have that week, and I'm just gonna blog on there and share with everybody about certain things. And you know, maybe something will touch you and you'll be like, hey, I totally understand what that is, and I'm interested, and you know, let's keep reading or whatever it is. So I just want to pray for everybody right now. God, I lift up anybody who's listening right now, and I just pray that they can really grasp the material and understand that our children are so important, Lord, so important. You know, we brush off a lot of what they tell us because we're busy or we're doing our things, and you know, we brush them off and say, okay, honey, but you know, we really love our children, Lord. We really, really do. And we just pray for, you know, good time, you know, better times down the line. And we just praying for good dreams for our children, Lord, and no more nightmares, and for the protection of our kids, Lord. In the name of Yeshua, amen. All right, everybody, I'll see you on lesson 2.